our next guest, the Harlan Hill Trophy Award winner from this year. That is the Heisman Trophy equivalent in Division II college football, helping lead the Ferris State Bulldogs to a GLIAC championship, an undefeated regular season. And we're now friends on Facebook. I feel very honored that Jason Vanderlaan is joining us now. Jason, good morning.
Thanks for having me here.
Well, thanks for being here, Jason. I know it's a little bit early for you, but I want to start with your head coach, Tony Anise, and something he passed along to us after, I know it was a disappointment to lose in the playoffs, as you did, despite all your successes this season, and you were right back in there watching video, what you did wrong in the game, ways to correct it, building toward this season, your senior year. Just take us through the mentality of this team and how it all came together in 2014.
Yeah, over the past couple of years, we've really just changed our focus on setting our goals a lot higher, and I think that has to do with Coach Anise and his staff just demanding excellence from us. So we were really excited to go far in the playoffs this year, and losing that first game, when you have 2 weeks to prepare for it, you know, everything kind of builds around that one game, and you're really, really looking forward to it. You're like, all right, we have 2 weeks, we had a bye week, we're prepared, we're going to beat this team. And obviously we didn't lose that game. So we were all very, very disappointed. So we just wanted to get back into it, and we were all studying, we were all lifting. And right now, right when we got back, this is the best offseason I've seen so far, even though we've only been here for 2 weeks. Everybody's just determined and excited for next year, just with the guys that are returning in. We've really been hitting it hard, and, I mean, we're excited for next year already.
We're speaking with Ferris State quarterback Jason Vanderlaan. Congratulations again on the Harlan Hill Trophy. First in Ferris State history. You're a legend. You live forever in Big Rapids. And you talked about the disappointing end to the magical history-making season you had, and you still have one more year to come back. And so I got to imagine that leaving on a sour note with the loss there in the playoffs, you guys are going to be a scary team to deal with next year as well, because, I mean, if you need any motivation, you guys just had one of the greatest seasons ever, and you realized at the end it wasn't good enough. You still got to work harder.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to help us, is the guys aren't too happy about how the season finished. Obviously, the 11-0 was a good mark, but we definitely want to return to that and go farther.
It was the Bulldogs' first GLIAC championship in 15 years, their first NCAA playoff appearance in 18 years, and the best overall record in 19. I mean, these are historical precedents. And Jason, I remember I was part of a very good baseball program at the high school level down in the Jackson area, and I ended my career on a very sour note, and it was hard for me in that moment to look back and go, we were back-to-back conference champions, we were district champions and all that, because, like you mentioned, that hunger drives you. You want to get that next goal achieved and accomplished. But then to kind of have some time now, some perspective to look back, knowing that you got a year left to do something about it, mm-hmm. but look at your junior season on the whole, and everything you guys were able to put on the trophy case, including the one right over there, the Harlan Hill Trophy, that you earned individually. Can you appreciate to a certain degree what you were able to accomplish?
I think over Christmas break, I was starting to appreciate it a little bit more. It was definitely hard being around campus and being around coaches, because we all just kind of kept thinking about that last game. Over break, though, just, you know, seeing family and friends back at home and congratulating you and talking to our other teammates, when we get back here, it's like, you know what, yeah, we did have a good year. We finally won the GLIAC, which we've been trying to do forever. That was one of our goals every single year. And saying that we finally won, I mean, it's been so long in Ferris State's history since that's happened for our football team, and it seems like the football team's finally starting to come around, you know, and fans are coming back and cheering for us. So we're excited as to where it's going and to continue to build off of this.
Jason, let me ask you this. As a junior, you win the Harlan Hill Trophy, the top Division II player in the country. It'd be very easy psychologically to say to yourself, well, I've pretty much got this figured out. But when you're looking at yourself in the off season and preparing for your senior season, in what areas do you think you need to improve personally?
Yeah, one of my things is I'm definitely not as quick side to side as some of our other players. And I know if you watch our slots out there and our receivers, those guys are super, super quick, and I'm kind of more of a straight downhill kind of guy. So that's one thing that Coach Anise always works with me. And then just trying to quicken up my release is another area that I'm going to try to work on. Just fundamentals as a quarterback, I don't think those can ever stop being improved. If you look at some of the NFL guys, they seem to have it down pat, and they've been doing it for a very long time. So just keep trying to watch film and trying to fix the areas that I need to improve on.
Jason Vanderlaan, starting quarterback for Ferris State. He'll be back for his senior season, building on that GLIAC championship, building on the Harlan Hill Trophy that he's won. 3-year starter now, and you look back to when you began this whole journey, coming out of Frankfort, Illinois, as you did, Jason, and how you've been able to kind of develop, not only as a player, but as a person, under head coach Tony Nese, the fit that you've been for his system, for this offense. How have you felt you've come along in terms of maturity level, leadership, these things, the sort of intangible things that, that make you the great player that you are?
Yeah, I never would have guessed that I'd be in the situation where I am now as a freshman. Obviously, being recruited by a different coaching staff, I wasn't even in the system that I am now, the option system that Anise brought along with his staff. And just, I'm just very thankful for Coach Anise and the way that he's worked with me, because he's working as trying to improve your players on and off the field. And he focuses on everybody, on the entire team, and just with our meetings and with this our leadership building. He just really focuses everybody to be the best person that you can possibly be, and I think that's really helped us. And when you have 119 other guys on the team that are on the same page as you and also believing in what the coach is believing, it makes it a lot easier to be a leader out there and to be successful on and off the field.
Ferris State quarterback Jason Vanderlaan, I have one final question for you, and that is, in your entire life, whether you were out in the backyard throwing the old pigskin around or at football practice or at a game, whether it be in high school or college, have you ever once even thought of or been concerned with the air pressure of the football?
To be honest, I mean, if you talk to any quarterback out there, he's going to tell you that you know, you got to have the footballs inflated to the right degree. And our equipment managers are talking to me all week, and I'm always getting mad at them. We need more air in this football or less air in this football. And, I mean, in the middle of a game, if you take some air out of it, I don't know if that's going to affect it that much while everything's rolling. But, I mean, most quarterbacks are very, very concerned about how much air is in their football. So I don't think it's going to change the outset of a game if it's 41-7 or whatever the score was.
Right.
It's not going to make it that big of a difference, but most quarterbacks do like it.
I want to follow up on that, and it's a great point that Chafee brings up. It's topical, of course, with Deflategate going on with the Patriots leading into the Super Bowl. But Aaron Rodgers said in an interview earlier this week, he actually likes the football more inflated because he's got strong grip pressure is what he puts on it. You're an expert in this, playing the quarterback position, knowing what you need to throw the ball. Tom Brady obviously likes a softer football to throw, maybe depending on the conditions too, Jason. But a lot of people are confused too. It's 2 pounds of air pressure. It's not 2 pounds of
Correct.
Football. Where it's lighter, you can probably barely tell it, but at least the texture of the football you can tell. What happens when a football's not inflated enough, too inflated for you in throwing the football?
Yeah, it really just depends on the quarterback. I know I like my footballs inflated as much as possible, honestly, until they're hard, and then the receivers don't like it as much. They say it's a little harder to catch. But then one of our other quarterbacks likes it a little bit softer, and if I go from throwing my ball to throwing his ball, I can definitely tell the difference. I mean, it'll loosen up the spiral a little bit. I'm not going to affect the outcome incredibly, but it will bother you a little bit as a quarterback. It's just kind of one of those things. If it's not going to bother you, or if it is going to bother you, why not have it the way that you like it?
Now, you're saying that it doesn't affect it that much. The gamesmanship behind it, some call it cheating of Bill Belichick and the Patriots. In your opinion, just asking kind of like a co-host here on a sports talk show, should the Patriots be punished for what they did?
I don't think there's any reason for them to be punished. I mean, that's just how they're playing, and I mean, it's the game of football. I don't think they should be punished.
You can follow him on Twitter at jvanderlaan15. That's JVanderlaan15. Very popular name in West Michigan. Very Dutch, like my last name as well. Jason, very serious topic, though, that you tweeted out about here, and this was fairly recently. You said, I'm going to be so mad if Wing Night has seen all of its days at Ferris and this new cafeteria took it away from us. Give us an update.
One of the favorite nights on Ferris State's campus is Thursday night. We have Wing Night, and that was at our other cafeteria, and that's just unlimited wings and multiple flavors. And I mean, you've never seen a cafeteria so packed in your entire life. There's lines. Sometimes you got to wait 15, 20 minutes for wings. And this new university center is beautiful, and you actually get more options of eating food. But one of our things that I think all the students want back is to get Wing Night back out there. So I emailed the guy at the new quad and just put in my word, let him know that we all miss it. So we're hoping it'll come back one of these
days. Wait a minute. There, you got the Harlan Hill Trophy winner, the starting quarterback of the football team. If there's a big man on campus, it's Jason Vanderlaan. If he wants Wing Night, people, it's coming back. tell you that right now. Jason, so glad having you on the program this morning. Just one final question as we go forward now, and that is your reception on campus. I talked about a little bit in a joking manner, but people rallying around the football team, recognizing you in classes, lending their support. What has it been like as a student athlete to have that groundswell of support of the Ferris State student body?
It's just very encouraging because it was completely different as a freshman year. As a freshman, it was almost like people were out, you know, to get us because the football team were these, you know, a bunch of thugs out there, these bad guys that you shouldn't really hang around with. And it's totally like flipped since freshman year. And now everybody encouraging us, you know, congratulating us as we go into class after we win, or telling us, you know, good luck on a Friday before a game. And that really just uplifts our spirit, and then when we see them out there supporting us as well, it kind of just gives us a little bit extra encouragement and a little extra incentive to keep playing well.
It's a great place to be. It's the most fun you'll ever have in your life, and he's got one more year to give a go at it. It's going to be hard to top his junior season as the Harlan Hill Trophy winner, starting quarterback for the Ferris State Bulldogs, Jason Vanderlaan. Thanks again for joining us. Best of luck in 2015.
Thank you very much.